This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In a multi-billion-dollar industry, should student-athletes be paid for playing sports? The debate has been ongoing for decades. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the pandemic is in its waning days in the United States, across the pond, that's not the case. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
The next installment of the video game Battlefield 6 has now been officially titled Battlefield 2042. The game is set to drop on October 22nd and is priced higher on PS5 and Xbox Series than PC versions. It's about $10 cheaper for PC users. It should be noted Battlefield 2042 will not have a single-player campaign and will be completely multiplayer only. The versions are All-Out Warfare, the next level of conquest and breakthrough from previous games, Hazard Zone, a modernization high-stakes squad-based experience. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. And with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, joins us. Megan, how are we doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for being here. Boy, I'll tell you, everything that is unfolding has just right exactly in your wheelhouse, the very thing that you have been shouting from the highest timbers regarding COVID and Dr. Fauci. And it's all coming to a head that this COVID cover-up cannot withstand the scrutiny any longer. I mean, it is impaling on itself, isn't it?
Yeah, and thank you for acknowledging that I've been screaming over a year that this was nothing more than the flu and that the numbers were being inflated. In fact, I was able to sit on a very early phone call last April at the beginning of this outbreak with the CDC, and at the time, the CDC were telling healthcare professionals that took part in that call simply just to diagnose everything as COVID if they weren't sure. And that's just not the way that you properly diagnose or make charts when it comes to medicine. So they were defaulting that everything was COVID. Then couple on top of that, after the call, just what, a month ago, the CDC again revises its numbers, which is the multiple iteration of their revisions. Mm-hmm. They said that only 5% of total deaths, which is about 500,000 to 600,000, and even those deaths are suspect, as I just mentioned, they were labeling everything as COVID.
Exactly.
5% of those reported deaths were COVID only. 95% of the deaths had comorbidities, such as mm-hmm. diabetes, obesity, heart problems, et cetera. So now, Dr. Fauci.
So basically, hang on just a minute, just to put this in proper perspective. So the number, the actual number of COVID deaths is probably on the low side of flu deaths, right?
And even less. Yes.
Right.
You have an average of about 80,000, I believe, deaths from the common flu every year, and not a peep, no lockdowns, no masks, no, you know, birthday songs to wash your hands, no social distancing, no plexiglass, et cetera. And what I've said is that this flu is based on political science, not biological science. It
exactly.
was definitely political.
Mm-hmm.
And then in order to even further validate my claims and expose what a fraud Fauci is, his own emails exposed what a fraud he is after his emails were released through a FOIA request. He was telling his colleagues at the CDC something entirely different. For example, masks don't work. But when he was getting on MSNBC and CNN and anyone else that would have him, he was telling us to double mask and even wear goggles. And you have people literally double masking and wearing goggles. Heck, I saw a woman with three masks on at the airport.
Right. Yeah.
And goggles.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder, what was he telling the president during this period of time?
Well,
because he was one of the key advisors, right? I mean, and the president was leaning
on him.
Him
and Dr. Birx.
Yes, exactly.
Him and Dr. Birx. And I'm not sure where Dr. Berksner Scarf is, but she's awfully quiet. I'm sure she's making millions of dollars on a book deal somewhere or working perhaps still at the CDC. But nonetheless, then we got Fauci's emails, and now Fauci decides to come out of hiding after his emails were released and basically said if they're going after him or us or whomever, going after him because of his emails, they're simply just going after science.
Right. Well, of course they are. Of course they're going after science because science is doing everything they can to cover their back ends because they are the ones that that took over all that. They've been driving. They're circling the wagons around their very existence because, look, they've been riding high for the last 18 months. Scientists have become the modern gods of this American culture right now. And we're finding out that, guess what? The scientists aren't wearing any clothes. They are buck naked.
Well, yeah, they're being exposed for being more political than they are actually following the Hippocratic Oath. And the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm. And what Dr. Fauci alone has done to this country is beyond harmful. It's criminal. I have said that he should have his medical license revoked. Especially after his emails revealed that he was literally using fear and scare tactics when he was on the lowest watched news program, CNN. But in private, he was telling CDC doctors something different. That's not science, and that certainly isn't good medicine, and that certainly isn't following the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, but all the people that went along with him, social media, Zuckerberg, Dorsey, right on down the line, the legacy media all jumped in because what it was all aiming to their expected end. Maybe it wasn't all in the same deal, but, you know, the Democrats got their win out of it. The mainstream media got their win. The social media tech giants, they were able to put a stranglehold and run, you know, fully amok on this whole deal, and I guess at the end of the day, if there was anything common, it was all about control, wasn't it?
Well, it was about control, absolutely, and we saw that through all of the lockdowns, mandates, and even governors abusing their emergency power authority by calling people non-essential. I was flabbergasted when some elected bureaucrat could literally deem whether or not your job was essential. Every job is essential for those that have a job. It provides them with the freedom to live and to put a roof over their head and to wake up every morning and have something to do and provide for their family, et cetera. So we had these Democrats, of course, just take it to the extreme end because that's exactly what the Democrats are. They are extreme in their socialist policies. They mask their socialist policies by calling themselves progressive. Some don't mask it. But why is it that socialists find a home in the Democrat Party? It's because that's where they are welcomed and that's who the Democrats are. When we talk
birds
about
of a feather flock together. Right.
When we talk about a big tent in the Republican Party, we're talking about people of all creeds, faiths, colors, et cetera, coming into the party. We're not talking about communists and Marxists and socialists. You know, I'm old enough as you are, Bill, to remember a time when communism and Marxism and socialism was actually banned. Right? Like it was actually a bad thing.
Yeah, and here we are embracing them and allowing to run parts of our government, be inside the inner workings, have privileged access to confidential and very confidential information. It is amazing how open-minded we've become to the degree that our brains have fallen out and there's no common sense anymore. There just seems to be rank abandonment. You know, speaking of the Republican Party, I was talking with Andy Biggs, and I'd mentioned this to the audience this past weekend at the Club for Growth event, and they were talking about, you know, bringing, you know, enlarging the party and everything. And I said, well, wait a minute, before you enlarge the party, why don't you bring back the ones you abandoned? I mean, there's a lot of disenfranchised Republicans that are saying, hey, look, don't send me any more emails. I don't want to hear texts about, you know, raising money and all this stuff. You've abandoned us. You know, you didn't fight for us. You didn't fight for our vote. You allowed the Democrats to take over, and you're just there. I mean, you're happy to, I guess, have your job and still have your position in the Senate and Congress. But meanwhile, the American people are still in shock. You know, 70-some million people are still in shock over this supposed manufactured results of the 2020 election.
Yeah, and more information is coming out, specifically from Arizona, also from Michigan. But then the question is, after all the results come out, what now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like you're in reverse course, even though there was some suggestion that somehow Donald Trump was going to be shoehorned back into the White House. Not going to happen. Not at all. Hey, we've got more coming up from Megan Barr. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
You can only restrain it for so long. Eventually, it finds its way into sunlight. And, of course, we know that sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And if America ever needed it, it is now, because we've been lied to for so long. You've got the elites thinking that, hey, we're just all a bunch of mushrooms. We don't count. Just keep us in the dark. Feed us the manure. You know how that routine goes. And this is what's been happening. But now we're finding out that all the things they told us about Donald Trump, about the leak in China and Wuhan, you know, whether it was that, whether it was, you know, securing the border, whether it had anything to do with energy independence and the XL pipeline, whether it had to do with Middle East peace, whether it had to do with Russia or China, at every turn, he's right again. He's right again. The mainstream media, you know, trying to push out a narrative. And now here we are, because of these emails that are being opened up. We find out, Megan, that as you have written about at ReaganBabe.com, State Department staffers warned officials not to investigate the Wuhan lab gain of research funding. This was purposefully orchestrated against the will of the people and at their expense. And how many people have died because of their irresponsibility?
Well, that's right. And if we do not get to the bottom of the origination of the virus, it's been over a year now, and we still haven't found a bat. But if we don't get down to the bottom of the cause, and the origination of this virus, we will have another pandemic, because the Chinese now have been watching exactly how Democrats responded abroad, and the Democrats played right into the communists' hands. We were leading the world as far as energy independence, low unemployment. We had tariffs on Chinese goods. We were balancing out trade deals. We were making China pay their fair share, which is always the line that you hear from a communist or progressive's mouth. You know, well, people need to pay their fair share. Well, not when it comes to the communist Chinese. Donald Trump was actually the one that brought the brought China back down for their feet to touch the ground and nearly on their knees. And that's exactly where they needed to be. Now with Biden in office, and now with this pandemic nearly behind us, China has figured out, hey, we can just release another bioweapon if we don't like the president of America. And that's exactly what they did. I, for one, and I don't care if anyone wants to put a tinfoil hat on me, I could care less, but I have believed from day one it was a bioweapon because I don't believe in coincidences.
Right.
And I don't think that China wanted a deal. I think China wants to be the number one global superpower, and that is proven and supported by the fact of all of the inroads that China is making in other countries, as well as developing nuclear power. I don't know if you saw this, Bill. I put it on my Facebook page, and I should actually probably put it on my website, but it's also on my website because my Facebook page does have my face, or my website does have my Facebook page. But Joe Biden said America will be leading the world in 2021 with blah, blah, blah. Well, if you read what China's doing with nuclear power, which is actually clean energy, which the left has been late to learn about, they're building over 40,000 reactors. We're shutting down reactors. I don't even know if we have a nuclear reactor left in this country.
But no, we're anemic. Yes, exactly. Reactors. Yeah. So what do we know? What do they know that we don't? Not to mention the fact that the race to space is back on. You know, they're sending up, space exploration, and they're looking to gain the higher ground, which we knew under President John F. Kennedy that, or in any kind of military strategy, the higher ground is key. And we're just leaving that to the Chinese.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because Biden, I guess, really owes them a favor. I mean, they've done quite a bit for his son, who was just basically his emails on his laptop were released. And wow, what? Not only is he a drug addict, but he's a racist drug addict. If this were Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, with the amount of filth and racism that was found on this laptop directed at Barack Obama, who is the other golden calf of the Democrat Party, if this type of vitriol and racism was found on Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, there would literally be riots in the streets.
Oh, without a doubt.
And it would,
without a doubt.
And, of course, it would be encouraged by none other than Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and CNBC and NBC, et cetera. But there's not a peep.
Yeah.
See, so
yeah, crickets from Sharpton. You know, there's nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All of the race baiters and the race hustlers, you know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Joy Reid, et cetera, Louis Farrakhan even, totally silent. You could hear crickets, as you said. And so I'm not surprised at the hypocrisy of it all. But I'm certainly surprised that the people screaming about white supremacy aren't even talking about this.
Right.
I mean, if white supremacy is one of the greatest threats, Joe Biden said climate change yesterday, but the week before he said white supremacy was the greatest threat to our country. So forgive me if I'm a little bit behind the eight ball. But if white supremacy is the greatest threat, well, we've got a guy who has a white supremacist son who's sitting in the White House.
This is what you love about progressives and the left. They just bathe in hypocrisy, don't they?
It's just, I'm not really surprised by it anymore. I always figure that when a Democrat or a member of the media open their mouth, I always just assume they're lying.
Yeah.
So I'm never shocked.
But
it's not just the hypocrisy, it's the double standard. And the double standard is what's causing this division in this country.
Exactly. You're exactly right there.
Things, right. Mm-hmm. If certain people say certain things or do certain things, for example, Antifa. Antifa last summer and even this summer, it's the summer of love as they were torching down buildings, as they were destroying public property, as they were attacking innocent civilians, as they were blocking traffic. Oh, that's just the summer of love.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people wind up in the Capitol unarmed, and they are locked in never-ending detention and isolated.
Have you been reading about what they have been subjected to? I mean, yeah. These are everyday citizens. That there was video that has now come out, you know, that was taken privately, and it's been a long time. Somehow that was squashed. Of where Capitol Police are talking to the people coming into the Capitol, real nice, peaceful, the whole deal. Here's the rules of it. Here's how it's going to work. Everybody's kumbaya, fine, whole deal. And these people end up in jail, like you say, solitary confinement, 23 hours a day. They're incarcerated. They barely have an hour left to where they can eat, shower, you know. It's horrific to think in the United States of America, American citizens, because they exercised their rights as patriots, that they are being subjected to this kind of horrendous behavior. They're political prisoners in America. In America, Megan.
Yes, they are political prisoners in Joe Biden's America, and all he's simply doing is bringing back the gulags of the ideology that he has completely embraced, which is socialism and communism. So we shouldn't, again, be surprised. This is the consequence of totalitarian regimes, is political prisoners and gulags. How many of those people sitting in solitary confinement were let in by the police officers?
Exactly.
I'm telling you that I witnessed the police officers opening the gates and opening the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they didn't want people inside, then why are you opening the gates and opening the doors? And also, I used to call on the Capitol quite a bit.
Yes.
I had to go through a metal detector. I had to go through a pat down. I had to go through just general security. There was no security there, and that was a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're taking full advantage of it. And the amount, I mean, people being abused, heads getting knocked off, abused by the guards there, the reports that are coming out of the facility. I'll tell you, it's disgusting, and there has to be an outrage, and we've got to liberate, you know, our fellow citizens from this horrendous persecution that's taking place, like you say, in Joe Biden's America. This is disgusting. Megan Barris, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. As always, Megan, appreciate the insight. And, of course, that's where people can go to be in the flow of the know. ReaganBabe.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Andrew Testa back with us, because we're going to be talking 5G free phones and updates, promotions that are going to, he's going to announce for us. So when consumers hear the words 5G for every customer, you know it's an important story that immediately sparks their interest, right? I'm sure I got your attention. Well, here to discuss a special offer to make new 5G smartphones available to millions of consumers, Andrew Testa, as I said, the resident 5G expert from Verizon, is back with us. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be back.
Well, you want everyone to experience 5G, so how are you doing that?
Yeah, so, you know, Verizon launched the first 5G network, and now we want to be the first to give everyone the opportunity to experience 5G. So we're excited to share an offer that gives every customer, new customers, loyal customers, small and medium businesses, every customer, the opportunity to experience 5G built right. So for a limited time, every customer can trade in an old phone, whether it's cracked, broken, it's got sticky buttons, maybe you dropped it in the pool. We'll take that phone, and you can get a 5G phone on us with our best unlimited plan. So if you're looking to switch, we'll even help cover the cost. It's something that we're calling the biggest upgrade ever, because it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So not the normal, regular, prorated rate for the phone? It's just an exchange for what phone you have to a 5G experience?
So you would take your, you know, your old phone, which in this case, you know, it might be cracked, could be broken, right? You take that phone in, you bring it to our store, or you could do this online also. But if you're coming to a store, you bring it in, you trade it in, and then you can pick out your 5G phone. So one of my favorites is the Samsung S21 5G. Mm-hmm. And then you basically enter into a device payment agreement, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll provide credits over the 24 months of the payment plan to cover the cost of that phone.
Wow. Wow, so easy peasy. I mean, that's just pretty much an exchange. You're just amortizing it over a 24-month period, right?
Absolutely. It's super easy. And, you know, like I said, we want everyone to experience 5G. So there really has never been a better time. If you're looking to upgrade a phone or come to Verizon, there truly has never been a better time and a better offer to do so.
So who in the company got sacrificed over this deal that came up with this idea and said, oh, my goodness, I mean, this is an incredible promotion that you guys have put together?
It really is. So, you know, I think people are just really excited to get out and about this summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming out of quarantine, and, you know, many of us are taking trips and getting outside. And I think part of that is, too, like, I think people, when it comes to their phones, they've maybe been holding on to it for a long time. So maybe they've got a phone that's, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years old, even maybe more, that's, you know, got that cracked screen after you've dropped it. And so, you know, I think all people also wait until there's really a big reason to, you know, upgrade the phone or to make a switch. And so I think, you know, when you put all that together, you know, this offer is really attractive for folks, because I think 5G, it's really that really great reason, that transformational reason to make that switch.
Well, for those of us that already made the conversion, I mean, hey, look, we're excited to make sure members of our family are involved with 5G. They kind of look over our shoulder and say, hey, Dad, you know, boy, yours is running a lot better and smoother than mine. I said, well, yeah, well, you know, 5G, you know, we're about ready to upgrade your plan. But now, wow, hold the doors here. He's storming through the doors because of this incentive that Verizon has put together. This is awesome. Andrew, now when you take advantage of this offer, you get access to the premium entertainment. Can you talk about what we can expect there?
Sure. So I think many people, this may be a bit of a secret, but it's not, because we want everyone to be able to experience this, right? So we offer just incredible entertainment and music and gaming included in our plan. So in our best unlimited plans, you get Apple Arcade and Google Play Plus included in your plan. We also offer Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN Plus in our plans. You could even get Discovery Plus included with our plans. So these are all amazing premium top streaming services and entertainment and gaming options. Our customers deserve the best. And so you get that premium entertainment and content and music and gaming all included on top of that great 5G experience and network experience that you come to expect from Verizon.
Now, Andrew, does that involve a special app download, or is it just right into the system?
Yeah, so you would download the apps onto your mobile device. So you could download it on your phone. You could download it on your tablet. You can utilize it if you've got a smart TV as well. But you get that membership included in your plan, which is just, you know, an amazing value add, because as we all know, those streaming services can really add up if you're, subscribing to multiple. And, you know, those monthly services can really add up. So to get them included in your plan, it really is a tremendous, value.
This is a terrific value and bundle that you've put together. And we're talking with Andrew Testa. He's back with us, spokesperson for Verizon's Consumer Group, where he leads local area communications for the company. He's Verizon's resident 5G expert, as you can tell, responsible for telling Verizon's 5G story. And, hey, look, we're lucky to have him here on the show to break it all down. Now, last time we talked about 5G, it was rolling out. And how has our progress been since the last time we talked?
We're just continuing to roll this out. So right now our 5G ultra wideband is available in parts of more than 75 cities, mm-hmm. 13 airports, 60 plus stadiums and arenas across the country, and our nationwide coverage is it covers more than 230 million people in 2,700 cities. So we're just really excited to bring this to as many people as we can. We want our customers to experience those ultra-fast speeds, give them that potential to download and stream those movies in just seconds, you know, video conference and collaborate on the go in real time when we're talking about working from home. I know many of us are still doing so. And really just take advantage of those immersive experiences that we've never seen before wirelessly. So we want people to take advantage of this offer so they can see the difference.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've been talking about it, and for some people that have been in contact and have been drooling, waiting for that, you know, for themselves to get their hands on 5G, what are we talking in terms of speed between 4 and 5G in this upgrade?
Absolutely. So with 5G right now, if you go and you're in our 5G ultra wideband coverage area, you can literally download and a movie that's in 4K or in HD in literally just seconds, where, you know, right now it may take you 20, 25 minutes, depending on your 4G connection. But with 5G ultra wideband, it is transformational. The speed will absolutely blow your mind. We're talking about a really transformational difference here.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, Andrew Testa, where can everybody go for more information?
Yeah, so come visit us at a store. We would love to see you, but you can go to our store locator page and actually make an appointment if you'd like to come in, or you could just walk in. Mm-hmm. But you can go to Verizon.com/deals. You can check out the offer, use the My Verizon app. It's available for a limited time, and we'd love for you all to take advantage of it, every customer.
Absolutely. Now all the stores are open across the country now, pretty much?
Oh, yes. We are open. We are ready to serve.
You got it. Andrew Testa, he is the resident 5G expert. Andrew, thank you as always. Appreciate the info. Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's the car, right? Just one check. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This report is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. Over 200 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated will be a bigger challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates nearly a quarter of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Matthew Malachowski, System Director of Population Health and Ambulatory Care Pharmacy at Ochsner Health.
COVID-19 has caused tremendous suffering for millions of Americans. It can have serious life-threatening complications and spread to friends and family. But vaccines offer hope. Vaccinated individuals can resume activities in most places without masks or social distancing. Stopping a pandemic requires using all tools available, and vaccines are among those tools. COVID vaccines authorized in the U.S. are safe, have undergone rigorous safety monitoring, and have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death. Let's get vaccinated and put the pandemic behind us. We can do this.
For more, visit vaccines.gov.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, Bill Martin is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for Evie Bear Carroll, yes, from MovieGuide.org. She joins us now. We got lots of things to talk about, especially with the Summer Olympics just around the corner. She has 9 inspirational movies to watch just to get you in the mood, right?
That's right. These are some great movies because they're based on real-life stories of Christians who were in the Olympics. So I have some great movies to tell you about.
Okay, let's break it down.
One, Chariots of Fire. If you have not seen Chariots of Fire, you've got to watch this movie. If you have seen it, you got to watch it again. It's a great movie. It's a +4. That means that we've given it the highest rating. It's the most entertaining. And this is about Eric Liddell, who was a Scottish Christian who runs. And, you know, remember, he wouldn't run on Sundays because he was just very faithful. And so it's an amazing story about that. Another great story is Unbroken and Unbroken Path to Redemption, which shows, Louis Zamperini, who was running the race, who was, he was extremely amazing runner, and he came to faith later, and he became an amazing, evangelist for Christ. And so those movies are great movies. The Gabby Douglas story is a great faith-filled movie about Gabby Douglas, who's a gymnast. So these are kind of fun movies to get into before the Olympics come out. You know, this is a different year because they're not going to have a live audience at the Olympics. It's just going to be recorded, and we're just going to get to watch it. But, because of the whole COVID situation. But it's happy to know that, the people can actually still compete. I'm happy
exactly.
That things are getting back to normal. So,
well, and hopefully, and we'll have to see how this plays out because of the politics of it all, right? Or the Summer Olympics not an issue. We're talking about the Olympics in China, right? That could be an issue down the road.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's very interesting times we live in, right? Because Well, we will see what happens for the Winter Olympics. They're slated for February, the first week of February, but and even the Super Bowl moved back for the Winter Olympics. Due to, you know, cable situation, and they wanted to allow the Olympics to have a good, you know, ranking. But we'll see, because there is a lot of politics to it.
There's so much. I mean, it's like, you know, God forbid that if anybody's hosting a professional event and they suggest that we should have voter ID, then they'll get nixed. And, you know, God only knows where the Super Bowl or any other major event may end up, depending on the fluff and fury of the political environment.
And then, you know, the Super Bowl is the watched program. It is the highest rated program in television history. So it is, you know, we live in such interesting times that you're totally right. We never know what's going to happen, what's going to be canceled for no reason, or what's going to be canceled for little reason. And even though it has a big audience and it has a lot of people watching, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, hopefully we don't have to get to a situation where there's a revolt by the viewers. After all, like you said, the viewers are the commodity. You know, we're the ones. I mean, without our viewership, the Super Bowl doesn't pass the so what test. And the NBA and other sports venues are realizing this ever so surely, that you can only push the envelope so far. But anyway, that aside, the other great, Eddie the Eagle, I mean, is on your list as well. A good, fun movie, family movie, and it's just really, although you do say it's advised for older children, there's a couple of areas there where it can get a little raw, but nonetheless, Eddie the Eagle, good one. Miracle, of course, Miracle. Oh my goodness, what a great movie that was!
Yeah, so there's some really good options. You know, Miracle is a good one for the family audience, and Eddie the Eagle is kind of, you know, more like 10 and above, and that has, like you say, the nice thing about Eddie the Eagle is it has comedy. You know,
yes.
We don't want to take each other. You know, you want a little bit of fun and and comedy in there, and it definitely has it. But it has the heartfelt moments. So all these movies on this list have the heartfelt moment. You know, one that I loved growing up was called Cool Running. And
yes.
This was hilarious.
Yes,
Jamaican
exactly.
Bobsled team. And it was a funny movie. It was a heartwarming movie. It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great story about this team in the 80s that was they just wanted to be a bobsled team in Jamaica.
Yes.
So,
yeah, how does that happen? The other thing I was just going to add about Eddie the Eagle, you know, the idea that people can be bullied and, you know, that sort of thing, that's addressed in a mild sort of way, that even in spite of being bullied and being thought of as less than, you can have your moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was a good movie to show that, and it was a movie to say, pick yourself up and things will go well, try hard, work hard, and have confidence, and you can still make it. And, you know, as Christians, we believe that even if we're bullied, it's like the Lord loves us. And that's
exactly
really all we need at the end of the day. You just need Jesus' love and his, you know, and he builds our security in ourselves and gives us self-worth.
Yeah, after all, we're made in his image, right? So how bad can it be?
Right.
Just saying,
well,
you know, by the way.
Maybe that's a joke.
Yeah, really. You know, I think it's interesting what's happening, and you reported on this at movieguide.org, this pro-life ad that is just really stretching the sensitivities of major TV networks. They're saying it's unacceptable to share the science about pro-life.
And I think this is such a sad situation that we've come to this point that we can't show these things, because CBS, CMT, and Hallmark have refused to air this 30-second, you know, just a 30-second pro-life ad. And it talks about the fact that all the other, you know, signs, all the other issues that people have, you know, growing older and people who have, you know, different medical issues, they all get recognized, but we don't recognize the unborn. And so it's a beautiful ad, really. And it shows that at 15 weeks, actually, a baby and smile, and they yawn, and they feel pain. And so the hope is that we overturn these laws, but apparently that is not appropriate for the television, they are saying, and they won't air it. So
You know, they can not air it, but the thing they cannot stop is word of mouth. And word of mouth, this is what is happening so organically, and I believe that is really moving the needle in a way that the left cannot stop it. Because since 1973, there's too many stories, too many experiences by women and now an increasing number of men, Evie, that have realized the lie of the abortionist. It's not something that is like a tumor or some excess skin tag that can be easily removed. I mean, now the science, yes, the science is telling us quite a bit differently, not to mention the emotional impact that is being felt by women and men over the years in realizing that they killed their child.
Yeah, you're totally right. It has an emotional impact for years and years. It's very, you know, impactful on someone. It's not just let's go to the doctor and get it done. It really takes years and years of sadness. So
And I don't even know, you know, as one woman told me, she goes, Bill, I know I'm going to live with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And your heart breaks. Your heart breaks for them. And like I said, the other thing is the increasing number of men. You know, women would want us, and the narrative would want us to believe that men are inconsequential. You know, they're just a meaningless apparatus to the process. They have nothing to do with reproductive rights or anything like that. It's all bifurcated and cut aside. But the fact of the matter is still, you know, from our basic biology and that, it still takes two, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it definitely has an emotional impact on the men as well.
Yeah, and that's what we see happening. The Kendrick Brothers, boy, it's been a while since we've heard from them, but they're producing a documentary, huh?
Yeah, they have their first documentary out. It's called Show Me the Father, and it's due this September. And it's talking about, it's kind of an interesting take because it's talking about fathers and people's fathers, but also in relation to God being our father. So it talks about fatherhood and God the Father. So it's an interesting documentary, and you know, everything that they do, we know, is very faith-filled and very, you know, theologically great. And so, you know, I'm happy about what they produce. I haven't seen it personally. We haven't seen it yet at Movie Guide, so I don't know, you know, what.
Well, it's not due out until fall, right? So I don't even know. We'd only see maybe an early cut of it. I would doubt that it'd be finished, you know, to where we could see it yet. But
I'm sure they're still working hard on it. And
yes.
And then they also are going to bring out Courageous and re-release that with a new scene and a couple new scenes. And so that'll be fun. So, you know, they have a good repertoire of great movies that they've done in the past, too, that are ones to watch if you haven't watched them.
Well, also at movieguide.org, we've got an article that a majority of Americans don't trust big tech anymore. And you wonder why, right?
And actually, this is a good thing because it's showing to big tech. I hope that they kind of read these things and that they kind of consider the fact that the audience is so skeptical because they're trying to control it. And people know that they're trying to control us. And more people are trying to say, well, we're against the cancel culture. We're against the fact that certain people can't even have Twitters anymore. Certain, you know, maybe perhaps I'm talking about past presidents can't have Facebooks anymore. And so it's good to know that people are not trusting it because sometimes you feel like, am I the only one thinking this way and thinking, no, people generally do not think that big tech has our back. They just don't think it. And so if we actually take action and pull off those websites and pull off those things, then we can even show even more impact than that.
Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. She's the director of event logistics at movieguide.org. Check it out for yourself and be in the flow of the know. Evie, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.